Connie adopted Cody from the Alabama child welfare system at the age of 17 years old, after 4 years in foster care. They share their story about getting to know each other and developing a lifelong connection.
This is something that's always thought about, and I've never really asked you. Why did you want an old woman to adopt you instead of having a younger family adopt you? Why did you decide you wanted to live in my house and never leave it?
The house that I was raised in and grew up in, we always had anger and abuse, and our family was never really connected. When I got to be with you, I felt a connection there a little bit more. It was a different connection there, and I liked it. So I said, I want to stay here. And that's what I did. And then, though my personal thoughts on it, doesn't matter how old or young you are, the fact that you have to love them. As long as you love me, I don't care how old or young you are.
Well, good. Well, you know I love you, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to say, though, there were times those first couple of years that I almost picked the phone up and called DHR and said, come take this boy out of my house.
We sure gave it to you.
and
my brother, we were first with her. And during the switch-up process and all, when DHR was first coming in and all, as we first met her through the church, and then during the switch-up process, it was me and my brother that were with her, and we gave her the hardest times. We were raised up. I mean, you eat right out of the can. Yeah, we weren't raised up in the proper hygiene issues. So I remember that one of the first meals she cooked us was beans. We'd always eaten beans straight out of the can, cold, pick them out of the cabinet, eat them raw. She cooked them. So we're sitting down at the dinner table, and she opens the can of beans. We go, all right, she's going to pour it into a plate or something. No, she pours it straight into the stove, and she starts cooking it. So we flipped out. You ruined our beans. You done ruined our beans. Well, we tried them out, I mean.
Not to mention there was also fried chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, and all the other things to go with it. And they got upset because the chicken had bones.
She gave us chicken with bones. What are we, dogs?
They accused me of treating them like dogs, that I expected them to eat bones.
We
and
were
what
awful.
They didn't like, the food wound up on the floor. Why did you throw the food on the floor?
Well, I threw the food on the floor myself because she had a little dog at the time. It was a little long-haired chihuahua. I figured, well, he'll eat it. I'll just throw it on the floor. He'll take care of it. He wasn't too picky. Well, he took care of it. I mean, until he didn't get it quite quick enough one day, and she walks in and ruined our plan. Since then, now I like to try out new things, and well, thanks to her. I remember I hated to try out new things, and I hated to go to new places and all, and I hated to do all those kind of things. So one day, we were trying to go out to somewhere new, and we were going to go shopping. So we pull up, and she says, all right, Cody, you're going to get out, you're going to go grab a cart, and you're going to wait on me. I thought that was the scariest thing ever. Oh, boy, she almost had to force me out of the car, like forcibly push me out of the car. I was like, oh, this is awful. Of course, me, once I do the thing, it's no problem there. What is this? I mean, it was so easy to do. I just remember those small things that I look back on now, and it's like, how in the world could I even do that? It's like, what?
Cody, as a young man, when he first came to me, he always sat hunched over with his arms folded in front of him. He never made eye contact with anybody. You said anything to him, his answers were mumbles, very hard to understand, very withdrawn. And now he is absolutely different. He stands up straight, his head up. And he never smiled for the first 2 years, a real smile for almost 2 years.
You wouldn't even believe it.
Now he's always has a smile on his face, his shoulders back, goes up to strangers, introduces himself, talks to everybody and anybody. It's just amazing the difference that is in him.
I have Grandma Connie to thank for that, too. If it wasn't for her pushing me and having me continue forth, And I mean, she didn't overly push me and say, all right, I'm going to have you do this. I know you can't do it. No. What she did was she pushed me just far enough because she knew for a fact that I could do it, but it was just me. And I thank her very much for doing that, because a complete turnaround there, and that's thanks to her.